Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Queen of Martyrs, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, today the Church celebrates the memorial of some martyrs who perhaps are not so well known. In fact, this group of martyrs was canonized only in 1988 by Pope St. John Paul II. And with St. Andrew Dunlop are also raised to the honors of the altar 116 other martyrs in this group who were killed for the faith over a period of between 1820 and 1862. And in this group, with St. Andrew Dunlop, who was a Vietnamese diocesan priest, were also, as I mentioned, 116 other people from basically all walks of life, missionaries from Spain and from France, and also native-born Vietnamese, or in those days, there were actually three different kingdoms that make up Vietnam, present-day Vietnam. So native-born people from the region, there were clergy, diocesan, and religious. There were laity, men, women, and children, all who died to give witness to Christ, to remain faithful to the Lord and not deny him. These 116 martyrs died over a 250-year period. Excuse me, I said basically 42 years from 1820 to 1862, but over a 250-year period, going back before this time, when the first missionaries arrived at the end of the 1500s until the end of this ultimate persecution, it's estimated that 130,000 people were killed in the area of Vietnam, martyrs for the faith. Pope John Paul II also brought the attention of the world to the persecutions of the 20th century, which he said in the 20th century, more Christians were killed for the faith than in all the 19th centuries prior. And so we live in an age of martyrdom. And as I just mentioned, from the beginning of the mission of the Church in Vietnam with the first missionaries in the 1500s until the end of that persecution in which these martyrs are commemorated, about 130,000, it's estimated, died. I heard a statistic just a few months ago. There was an election in Brazil, the country which I just left, and there's a Protestant pastor who, before the most recent election, he has a television show, and he basically cried out for the shame of Brazil that the present president, she was the incumbent, and she was reelected, unfortunately, in my opinion, unfortunately. And the reason he gave for why she shouldn't be reelected was the following. He observed that in the year 2012, she had gone before the United Nations General Assembly and decried what she called Islamophobia, claiming that there was a problem in Brazil with the persecution of Muslims. And To my knowledge, no Muslim has been killed in Brazil. There aren't too many Muslims in Brazil, but the president of Brazil went before the United Nations and decried Islamophobia in 2012. And then the pastor, he said that in the year 2013, statistics worldwide showed that 113,000 Christians were killed for the faith in 1 year worldwide. But we know where the persecutions are raging, basically in the Middle East and also in some parts of Asia still. So in 1 year, 113,000 Christians killed for the faith. Then he called attention to the fact that Brazil is 90% Christian. And in 2014, the president once again went before the General Assembly of the United Nations and said not a word about the Christianophobia and the martyrdom of 113,000 Christians. Brothers and sisters, we too are called to witness to the faith and pay perhaps the ultimate price. Our Lord, today in the gospel, calls our attention to the generosity of the poor widow who gave not just from the surplus of her wealth, but from her poverty, her whole livelihood. We too are called to give generously, and not just from our surplus, but from our poverty. And here in America, martyrdom has not that same quality of cruelty and torture in the physical sense, but certainly there is an oppression and a strong condemnation of any Christian witness that goes against what is considered politically correct, and it seems that this oppression is only increasing. So we should prepare ourselves and seek spiritually to give of our poverty, to give generously. And I mean that in the spiritual sense as well as materially. In fact, at this moment, many, many, many of our brothers and sisters are suffering bloody persecution in Africa, in the Middle East, particularly, and suffering cold, exile, and the same sorts of sufferings faced by martyrs, Christian martyrs, throughout the ages. And so, on this memorial of St. Andrew Dunlach and 117 other martyrs recognized by the Church for their witness and for giving their lives for the faith, it's an occasion of gratitude for us, for the generosity of our forebears to courageously and generously testify to the love of Christ and the truth of the Christian and Catholic religion. It's also an occasion of reflection for us. We really need to look in and ask ourselves, how much are we prepared to give? And if we lack generosity or if we lack courage to pray to the Lord to strengthen us and to increase our love. And finally, it's an occasion of supplication and solidarity for us to unite spiritually in prayer for so many of our brothers and sisters who are facing persecution, and also to begin to think about what are we going to do to help them. So many of them, missionaries, native-born Christians, clergy, religious and laity, men, women, and children who are facing the cross. Let us be united with them, even if we're not called to shed our blood. we shouldn't be exempt from the suffering that they face, and also the joy for the victory of Christ that shines through in the martyrdom of his saints. One interesting note, in this group of 117, there was one missionary from the Paris Missionary Society. He was beheaded in 1861, so near the end of the persecution. He had written letters, and these letters came into the hands of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, and she was inspired to volunteer for the Carmelite nunnery in Hanoi, but because of her tuberculosis, she could not go. She is, however, recognized as patroness of missionaries. Let us pray to her through her intercession that many missionaries will be inspired to go and serve our brothers and sisters in the lands of persecution, and that all of us be inspired to unite with the church suffering. We entrust this prayer to Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs and Mother of the Church. Praise be Jesus and Mary.